Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
All right. We are joined now by Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. Get an update on the fight against homelessness in the New Orleans area, the Greater New Orleans area. Good morning, Martha. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Tommy?
I am okay. Tell me about Unity of Greater New Orleans to begin with and what it is that you guys do and how you go about doing it.
Well, Unity has been around since the early 1990s, and we were founded by several nuns and a lot of people who came together to work on the issue, which was then a fairly new issue of homelessness in our community. And over the years, we have been very successful at getting government grants and housing a lot of vulnerable people. So what's really exciting right now is that our collaborative of about 50 nonprofit and governmental agencies have partnered with the City of New Orleans and the State of Louisiana on a goal of housing 1,500 adults who are living on the street or in emergency shelter in their own apartments with case management services by December 31st of this year. And as of right now, we have housed 1,326 of those 1,500 people.
1,500.
1,500.
That's amazing. So tell me where do these apartments come from, Martha, and how are they paid for?
Well, we mostly get governmental grants of primarily from the federal government. The city has put up some money as well. We have businesses and foundations that also are providing funding. We have donations from individuals that are providing funding. Our federal grants do require a 25% match from individual donors or foundations. So, it's really a community-wide effort. And in our community, I would say the majority of the apartments are mom-and-pop apartments. We have landlords all over the community. We cover both Orleans and Jefferson. And we have small landlords all over the community that are working with us. We also have, some landlords with larger complexes that work with us as well. We try not to concentrate people in any one location. Basically house people where they want to be housed. And most of the people who experience homelessness in our community are from our community, and they typically want to go back to the neighborhoods that they grew up in.
When it comes to case studies, if you will, Martha, I think it might be good. I don't want you to violate anybody's confidence or anything, although I do see a story about Ms. Sonia on your website. Give me some success stories, if you will, of how people that were homeless, if you can, how they got to be homeless, how getting them into an apartment turned their life around, and then I guess they are able to sustain themselves in the apartment. Do they stay in the apartments forever? How does that work?
One of my favorite stories, because it was just so dramatic, was a 68-year-old woman who was sleeping outside for many years after Katrina, in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant uptown. And she was one of our rare clients who actually refused help. Mm-hmm. Most people are desperate for housing, and but this particular woman had paranoid schizophrenia, and she was very paranoid. And when our outreach team would approach her, she would just cuss them out. And you know, she was elderly. Her, you know, health was not good. We were very concerned about her. And at the time, we were opening an apartment building that we had developed with a local developer, HRI, on Tulane Avenue, and it had a former hotel, and it had a beautiful open courtyard, and we showed her a picture of it, and our outreach team didn't really hold out much hope that she would go for it, but she jumped in the back of the van. It was the last apartment we had available. That very day, we were holding a ceremony to, you know, dedicate the building. And she was so mentally ill that even though it was June 22nd in New Orleans, she was wearing a fake fur coat. Mm. She always wore a heavy coat. And we offered her food from the reception on a plate. She wouldn't eat it. Instead, she ate, you know, food droppings on the concrete floor. And, you know, she was very, very ill. And that was a Friday. The following Tuesday, I came to the building, and this woman had been totally transformed just by being housed for 3 days. She had gone through a box of donated clothing with her case manager, and she had picked out this woman who never wore anything but a heavy coat, no matter what, how hot it was. She had picked out a sleeveless cotton floral sundress, and she was wearing it. She was clean. Her hair was clean. She had a smile on her face. And I couldn't help it. I just started crying.
Had she gotten the medical attention that she needed as well?
She had not at that point gotten
really
seen by, you know, it takes a while to get an appointment with a mm-hmm. psychiatrist. This was simply, even though she was still very mentally ill, this was simply from having housing, having a case manager, having people who cared about her, and she managed to, you know, live successfully in the building for about 10 years until she passed away of natural causes. She was successfully housed. We did get her to the doctor. We did get her to the psychiatrist. Her situation improved greatly. But that was one of the most dramatic instances where and we have seen similar things where people who look almost like they're subhuman because they've been living on the street for so long and they're so dirty and bedraggled are just, you see them a couple days after they're housed and, you know, they've had a good night's sleep for several nights and they're, you know, they've got clean clothes and their, you know, hair is washed and they look just like you and me.
Is there, are there common paths toward homelessness that you can identify?
Well, the major thing, you know, you have to really look at this on a macro level.
Right.
The major thing that has been proven to cause homelessness, a high rate of homelessness, is the shortage of affordable rental housing. But there are individual characteristics that make one more inclined to fall into homelessness. So it's like a tragic game of musical chairs. If there are chairs removed from the room, that being a stand-in for affordable apartments, who is going to not get a chair in this tragic game of musical chairs? It's going to be people with disabilities. It's going to be people who are not politically connected. It's going to be people who are discriminated against, people who are victims of domestic violence. We do find high rates of disability among people with who are experiencing homelessness. They are definitely very overrepresented. But the good news is that you know, there has been, you know, a lot of consensus about what causes homelessness and what works to end it. I would recommend to anybody listening to look up a report from the Bipartisan Policy Center, and then Google the word homelessness with that, and you will find a report that, you know, just lays out very clearly the causes and solutions to homelessness that Republicans and Democrats agree on. And the good news is that it's cost effective. Providing housing and services is cost effective, and it works for at least 90% of the people experiencing homelessness. In our community, our rates are more like 95% success rate. So, you know, we just need, you know, more resources. And, you know, unfortunately, what is really driving this persistent problem of homelessness is just the fact that we have a widening gap between the rich and the poor, and we have a acute shortage of affordable rental housing. The cost of rent has gone way up in the New Orleans area. Fair market rent for a one-bedroom apartment is $1,236 a month, $1,236 a month. That is the fair market rent. There are rents much higher than that. But many people in our community only make minimum wage, which is only $7.25 an hour, or they make slightly above that. $8 an hour is a very common wage. And there is just no way that if you are making minimum wage, and the minimum wage, by the way, has not been raised in 16 years. Inequality has been growing, and New Orleans, by some measures, now has the biggest wealth gap of any major city in the country. So, you know, we all understand what our ethical duty is. You know, no matter what religion we are or what ethical system we have, you know, we all learn the basic things. Love thy neighbor. Whatsoever ye do to the least of these, my brethren, ye do it unto me. In the Talmud, the Jewish faith believes strongly if you save one life, you save the world. Every major religion has the same basic principles. And, you know, we all just got to, you know, take care of the most vulnerable people in our community. And there's something for everybody to do. You know, when we house people, one thing our government grants do not pay for is any of the furnishings and household goods that people need who have nothing. And so what we do to spread our funds as far as they can go, because there's never enough money, is to ask everybody to go to your linen closet, to go to your kitchen cupboard, and pick out some things that are gently used that that you don't need, and other people who have nothing desperately need, and donate that to our warehouse. And you can contact our warehouse by going to our website at unitygno.org. You can also make a financial donation there to cover the 25% match that we need for our federal grants that pay for the rent assistance and case management. And, you know, even if it's $5, it's going to be tremendously helpful. I find it really moving. We sometimes get donations of a dollar bill, and you can tell from the handwriting that it's an elderly person, and this might be the, you know, literally all they can afford to give. But we find that people in New Orleans are so caring, and they are just so loving and giving, and people really care about this issue. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or liberal. It doesn't matter what your religion is. We all know that we need to do the right thing and take care of our most vulnerable people. And it's just a great cause to work on. And I'm just so honored to be part of it. I had a sister with mental illness living in Maryland. And, you know, she would have been homeless if it weren't for our family support. So this issue is, you know, really personal for me.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I'm getting some text. Some people want to know about the plans to get people out of the temporary housing, or is it temporary when you get them into the apartments? The other question says, is getting homeless people into apartments making the housing crisis worse? You can address that. And some other questions coming in as well from Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. They have had a goal of housing 1,500 people. They have, so far this year, housed 1,326. I got that right, Martha?
Well, it's been since September of 2023 is when we
September
started.
September 23, okay. So, well on the road, good progress being made. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about homelessness in the greater New Orleans area. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. 9:30, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. Martha, tell me what happens once you do house a homeless person in an apartment. Is the plan for them to stay there for 10 years? Is the plan to get them back on their feet and productive? Is it about depending on their age or their health, et cetera? Tell me what the plans are.
Well, we really assess everybody initially to see if they have serious disabilities, whether or not they meet the criteria for what we call permanent supportive housing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which would be housing where the rent assistance would be provided as long as they need it. And so there are many people in our community who, because of being elderly, because of having schizophrenia, because of having, you know, other very significant disabilities where they can't work, do need affordable rental assistance on an ongoing basis, along with case management services. There are other people, though, that we only provide rent assistance for a short time. It could be a few months. It could be a year. But our case managers in those cases are working hard on helping that person increase their income, get better job, get training, maybe find a roommate, do things that will allow them to be able to maintain housing on their own after the period of rent assistance ends. So we do not do a one-size-fits-all approach. Mm-hmm. We really look at each individual, and we keep assessing and reassessing them. Because sometimes, you know, people with even significant disabilities can recover and, you know, become employed. So we're always looking to help a person achieve their highest level of functioning. And sometimes that means reuniting with family who can help take care of them. You know, we're looking at all the different approaches, always trying to stretch our money as far as it can go because there's such a shortage.
Stretch the money as far as it can go. And as it relates to housing, you probably have people waiting to get into the housing where some of your clients are now. So it's incumbent upon you, and you feel a responsibility to get people to self-sustain if they can as quickly as they can, so that the housing that you do have will open up for those waiting that are homeless now. Accurate?
Exactly. Okay. And sometimes we find that, you know, we're able to stabilize a person so that they don't need the supportive services, but they still need the rent assistance. Mm-hmm. So we have partnerships with housing authorities where we might move them to a voucher that doesn't have case management services for somebody who has become very stable and no longer needs those services. And then we can open up a slot for somebody who is like the woman I described earlier, you know, with schizophrenia, who really needs the services as well. You know, years ago, many people with severe mental illness would have been locked up in institutions for life. That was a very, very expensive approach, and it was also unnecessary in many cases, because people can recover and can live independently in the community with some support.
Manage it with medication, right?
Yeah, things can be managed with medication. We spend a lot of time making sure that our clients are going to the doctor, getting the care they need, getting substance use treatment, really working on motivating. You know, we're doing trainings right now, and we, you know, are always doing this to try to help our case managers be as effective as possible in motivating our clients to do everything they can to live their best life. And oftentimes, you know, there are substance use problems, and people do need help with that. And, you know, we're trying to be as effective as we can be in helping people be as independent as possible and, yeah, free up the slot for somebody else.
Thank you, Martha. I appreciate your time, as always, and your efforts. We'll take a break. Martha Kuchel, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to our friend Andrew Schwartz, tech expert, about the attack on the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, ongoing ransomware attack. He's a professor of ITT in the EJ USO, which is how it's pronounced, College of Business at LSU. 9:35, traffic now, WWL. 9:42, closing in on 10 o'clock. Andrew Schwartz joins us, professor of IT in the EJ USO College of Business at LSU, been researching technology-related issues for over 20 years. How you doing, professor?
Fantastic. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Now, to be clear, this has something to do with the computer, right?
It always does, right?
Yeah, it does. It always has something to do with the computer. Let's talk about what's going on with the hack at the sheriff's, the ransomware attack, not a hack. Or is it a hack? I don't know. Let's get our definition straight here. What happened at the sheriff's office, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, so here's what we know so far. So what we know so far is that the sheriff's office was attacked with a ransomware attack. So a ransomware attack is where essentially a group of hackers logs in to your technology systems and they download data that you have in your corporate systems. They then hold that data hostage or for ransom until you agree to pay them so they don't release that information out.
So do they steal it, or do they just keep you from accessing it, or both?
It was actually stolen. So typically the way that a ransomware type of attack such as this happens is, think about, you know, if you check your email and you get an email from an unknown person and it has maybe an invoice or a link and you click on that. Well, when you do that, it's called a phishing attack. When you do that, they actually, the perpetrators have get access into the network, so as if they were you.
So don't click on any email. Boy, well, how would you go about that? You know, in a business environment, I'm get yelled at sometimes because I don't answer emails because I'm terrified to click on anything. What would you tell a business owner to tell their employees when it comes to this? First of all, is it just governments that are targeted? Is it larger corporations? Do they go after mom and pops, or do they just send out software out there or whatever it is looking for vulnerable spots? Are they constantly probing?
Oh, they're absolutely constantly probing. The early indications from this particular attack, from what they say so far, is that the fingerprints are pointing to a Russian group that are doing it. Again, this is not definite yet, but these are some early signs. So if you're a small business owner, the estimate is around 60% of companies at some point are victims of this type of attack. The problem is that most companies don't go public with this information because they don't want to know that they were victims of this attack. It points them a radar, a bullseye on their back that looks like they could be attacked again. But even as a researcher myself that does this kind of work and that studies why and how people respond to these types of attacks, I must admit myself, I was almost fell victim to one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A couple of years ago as well,
really?
I received an email from my boss, and it said, I'm in a meeting right now, but we need to buy gift cards for some students. Could you go out and use your corporate credit card and just buy some gift cards for Amazon? That seemed reasonable, so I was on the way out the door, and I started to think, well, why did he email that? Mm-hmm. So I followed up back and forth, and the ransomware person actually not only knew my name and my boss's name, but it knew my boss's boss's name. It knew where I worked. It knew where my office was. So it seemed like this was a good idea. So I texted my boss, and he said, no, my email got hacked. So they had commandeered his email and were sending these types of attacks. And what they wanted us to do was to go buy gift cards and then email them the gift card numbers. So basically, they were going to take the university's money to buy gift cards, and then they were going to have Amazon gift cards that they could sell on the black market.
Is it only a matter of time until everybody or every organization eventually is hit by a ransomware attack?
Unfortunately, while not ransomware, almost every company will be victim to some type of attack. If you even look at all the big companies at some level have and will continue to be. It's kind of, unfortunately, it's what the price of doing business today. So companies are looking at alternative ways to think about that. So if you even think about it, there's actually ransomware insurance, for example, that you can buy so that they'll come in and help you to become less likely to become victim of this attack. Because just like in a normal ransom situation, one of the issues that you have to deal with is, do I pay them off or do I not? And that's a very complicated question to answer.
One thing that always terrifies me about this kind of thing is, okay, you get attacked, you get hacked, or maybe you're subject to ransomware if you own a company. Who do you call? Because you have no idea. In this case, they think it's Quillen or whatever it is out of Russia, but who do you call? 911, they're not going to help you. What do you do?
No, your actual call is actually to the local FBI office. They have experts in this area in particular. So I was just actually at headquarters there a couple of weeks ago and talking with them, and they have a whole unit propped up specifically around ransomware and cyber attacks, and that's where their expertise lies.
So can they actually – they can't affect an arrest in Russia or wherever this is coming from? And first of all, do we know if it always comes from Russia? How sophisticated does an operation have to be to send out this probing, I guess, software or emails or whatever it is?
The sad part is that the amount of technological sophistication is not that high. And there's a lot of concerns. I know you and I have talked over time about AI a lot. And there's actually, this is where the intersection of these two kind of trends comes to be interesting. Because there's some concern around the cybersecurity community that AI is going to be used to design future attacks that are similar to this. That may be able to even outsmart us as we think through these issues. But on the counter side, I can also tell you one exciting bit, which is that AI is increasingly being used to fight these types of attacks. So the current estimates right now, all these phishing attacks are, of course, important. But Tulane specifically, in the backyard there, they estimate about 50% of all the emails that come into Tulane are spam emails that are designed to do phishing. So there's a significant amount of these emails that get filtered out already before they even hit our inbox.
So what would you tell an organization to tell its employees?
Cyber education, I would tell them the following. First, cyber education is crucial. You need to understand, look for the marks of what is going to be an email that you should or shouldn't open and should respond to, and start to look for that information, and that's where cyber training comes in. The second is really you need to think through cybersecurity and think through what that looks like. So, for example, we actually, through LSU, if you're a small business owner, we actually have a cybersecurity team of students who come out and actually look at your company and engage in what's called penetration testing, which is we'll actually look for vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. So the students get a chance to kind of try cybersecurity approaches, and you get a profile of how to improve your cybersecurity. So education, work with consultants to think about pen testing. And then just really look at your processes around, sources of potential vulnerabilities. Think about where the vulnerabilities may be on your network. And here's the problem. From an IT person, all they see is risk. So you have to balance out risk versus what's practical for you to be able to maintain your organizational viability as well.
So when it comes to AI, correct me if I'm wrong, but that is all about, and I'm going to make a layman's reference here, movie War Games. You remember that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Where they're trying to find the codes, right, to launch. Yeah. AI is all about crunching those numbers and going through those probabilities as quickly as possible. Is it accurate or not? Am I close to anything here?
You are close, but actually the biggest source of risk actually for most companies today isn't actually the technology itself. It's actually people. People are the biggest source of risk. Because it's people that engage in behaviors like clicking on an email, or have you ever had your phone logged into your corporate email and lost your phone somewhere? Huge vulnerability risk. So it really it's the people and education that is the biggest source of risk that companies need to deal with.
Since you said that, I lost my phone at Walmart on Christmas Eve 2 years ago. I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop on that. I'm hoping it was locked. How concerned should somebody be about that if they lose an iPhone and it's locked? Can people get into it and get all the information out of there or not?
Oh, you should absolutely be concerned, and I don't want to downplay that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate that.
Look, I'll be honest. My wife and I just got back from a road trip. We drove back from D.C., and so we stopped one night in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we left the hotel the next day. A half hour later, she turned to me and said, "I just left my Apple Watch behind the hotel." So we disabled it.
And you said, "That's okay, darling," right?
Absolutely. Then we went about the process of disabling it and unlinking it from our account. So there are steps that you can take. But really, at the personal level, if you don't have it, I would really strongly encourage everyone to engage in things like identity monitoring, watching your identity, financial monitoring as well. And there's a lot of companies that'll now increasingly look for your information on the dark web and look for if your information gets released. So there's a lot of tools out there that can help you to monitor yourself as well. And I really encourage people. So at a personal level, I have all that monitoring monitoring turned on as well. So I know when my personal information shows up where it shouldn't be.
How has AI changed in the last 6 months? Where's it going to be in 6 months from now? Is it exponentially changing?
So we're kind of in an interesting point. So if you've been following the work of the Gartner Group, really over the last 2 months, what we've seen is that we've hit the trough of disillusionment for AI specifically. And MIT released a study that said only about 50% of companies are seeing the demonstrable ROI from AI. Hmm. So over the last six months, what we started to see is a really hard pivot towards trying to really incorporate AI into corporate infrastructure. And what's interesting about it is what we're finding is that you and I have talked a lot about how AI systems learn by the data that they're provided. Mm-hmm. Well, the data that's provided, as you and I talked about before, was really consumer facing. Well, when companies are trying to put in corporate data into systems that were trained on consumer data, they're finding that there's a mismatch. And a lot of times AI is not delivering upon what they think is the promise of what it could deliver on. So what we're seeing in the last 6 months, we're continuing to see is companies, as they embrace AI, are starting to create their own versions of AI. And so I think we're going to continue to see that from a corporate perspective, more of an incorporation of their own personal data.
What is the best application for AI right now?
That's a good question. I can tell you what the trends of what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So if we looked in 2024, we saw a lot of use of AI for brainstorming and for really to help with summaries of emails and that kind of stuff. What we're increasingly seeing in 2025, though, is a move toward incorporating AI to more complex types of tasks. So, for example, OpenAI released a new agent model that's going to enable you to basically do things on your behalf for you using AI. And I think that's going to be really exciting as we move forward.
Cut the grass?
There's a robot for that, as a matter of fact.
There is, as a matter of fact. That's right. Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other day. Had one. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate your time, as always. Andrew Schwartz, professor of IT in the E.J. Uso College of Business at LSU. Been researching technology-related issues for over 20 years. He is our go-to tech expert. We'll take a break. Come back. Find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.